This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Colorado's got a shot at the Big 12 title game.
Yeah. Well, them and
in your face.
And Arizona State control their own destiny.
So Prime is at it again. Saw a clip of him. I tell you what, you want to talk about a guy who could have everyone eating out of the palm of his hand, but thoroughly refuses not to. And not that he cares.
Yeah.
But God, yeah. He's
a lot.
Insufferable.
Yeah.
And here's another reason, because who'd they just beat? Utah.
Yeah, they hammered Utah.
After the Utah game.
With their fifth string quarterback. Utah, that is.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, they laid 49 on 49-24.
After that game, they asked Coach Prime about Travis Hunter's Heisman chances, and here's what he said.
What would your message be to Heisman voters who are undecided in his case?
I've been getting no message on Heisman voters is undecided. If they can't see, they can't see. It is what it is. I mean, Travis is who he is. It's supposed to go to the best college football player. I think that's been a wrap since, what, week two? So we ain't petitioning for nobody. We ain't doing that. We got a wonderful display of cameras here, and I think we're on national television every week. If they can't see it, there's a problem. Don't allow their hatred for me to interfere with our kids' success. They got to stop that. Y'all got to stop some of y'all like that. Y'all got to stop that, man. Give the kids what they deserve, man. I done had my turn. You had, I played 14 years. You had 14 years to hate me. Now let it go.
God.
Yeah, it's somehow he still finds a way to think about himself.
It's always about Dion.
Yeah. He inserts himself in everything. But I wonder too if that's like his, that's like his Dan Lanning version of us against them.
It's possible.
You know, he rallies his team around that.
Yeah.
But God, it's really obnoxious.
Yes. But this is where I'll give him credit. Like, all of a sudden, they're playing real defense. Like, their defensive line, I think, in the last 6 weeks leads the country in sacks. They got, like, 28 of them. And, again, the competition isn't great. But, again, you play who you play. And Colorado has shown up. And they're playing real defense. And the offense looks much better. And the offensive line looks better.
Isn't the defensive line coach Warren Sapp?
Yeah, Warren Sapp came in. He's one of them.
Wow.
And
your boy.
They have done, look, he's speaking of prostitutes, Warren Sapp. He got caught.
Well, again, I don't care.
I know. We were talking about that.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying I don't.
Yeah.
It's just, whatever. The guy wants to get laid. More power to him.
The staff that he assembled and he made some changes has, it's worked out. The defensive coordinator that they brought in, was it Robert Livingston?
Where's he from?
I'm trying to remember where he came from.
Bob.
I'd have to look it up. But
Bob Livingston?
Yeah. I mean,
like a senator.
They have made they've made wholesale changes, and it has worked out. And yeah, they brought in Warren Sapp, and he's got their defensive line playing much better. The offensive line's playing much better. They're running the ball a little bit better. And 2 years ago, Colorado was one of the more irrelevant programs in all of college football. And, you know, last year did not go well for Colorado. It was a lot of hype. This year didn't start off necessarily great. And so it was kind of like, well, here it comes again. And I just did not think that the way he was going about it was going to be successful. But again, proof's in the pudding.
Livingston came from the NFL. He was a Bengals defensive backs coach.
Okay.
Bringing in some NFL guys. Mm. I like it.
Well, it's working. So,
well, the big story.
I think Colorado and Arizona State right now are the two best teams in football and in the Big 12.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Colorado will get hammered by a real.
Hold on.
If Oregon plays Colorado, I feel immensely confident.
What do you think about this Kansas game? You just saw my Jayhawks. What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I think Colorado's going to be fine. Colorado's going to score points. I don't think Kansas is going to beat Colorado. I think there's a real chance it's just Arizona State and it's Colorado.
Why do you say that?
You're not very good.
What do you mean? We just beat your ass.
What did I say about BYU?
We're undefeated ass.
We're also not very good.
We're playing some pretty good football.
Colorado and Arizona State are just, you put up what, 16 points? That's not
going to be. No. 17.
17.
Thank you.
That won't get it. You're not going to hold Colorado to 17 points. They have real receivers and they have arguably the best quarterback in the country. They're going to score points. I'm not certain that Kansas can apply the pressure to get to Colorado. The key to beating Colorado is you have to light up.
You got to pressure.
You got to pressure. And when you do, that offense falls apart. And they've done a better job scheme-wise and protection-wise of keeping him upright. And when they do, and it's not just Travis Hunter. They have other good receivers there.
You seen our DBs?
So
are they good?
Oh, dude, two of the best in the country.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
And, Dotson.
Oh, that's right. I have heard of Kobe Bryant.
They both played four
years. They're damn good, but yes. You're right. You got to warm up Sanders.
You got to warm up Sanders.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I don't think Colorado is like some sort of juggernaut, but Colorado, I think, is going to get an opportunity to play in the Big 12 title game, and that's where you have to tip your cap to Deion. I want to see long-term when Hunter leaves, when Shadur leaves, can he kind of keep this going? Because I still, in my mind, I think the way he's gone about this and trying to build this team doesn't seem like it can be productive, because we've seen teams exclusively use the transfer portal, Florida State, Michigan State. We've seen teams use this for brief windows of success, but it usually doesn't equate to year after year after year. And they just don't seem that interested in building from within. And so I still have my doubts long-term about it, but this year it's one of the better coaching jobs in the country.
Big article on CBS Sports today about Sanders, and they said that there is a hesitant consensus that he stays at Colorado, even after Shadur and Travis leave.
Yeah. Well,
hesitant consensus.
Well, he tried to address that today, too, said, I'm kickstand down as if I'm parking my bike.
Yeah.
He might be. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Well, everyone keeps saying the NFL, but he has said multiple times the NFL will not work.
No.
I don't think he's ready for the NFL.
No. It's got to be Florida State if they moved on from Norvell, but they don't have the money to move on from Norvell.
Or, as you have said, USC.
Yeah.
Yeah. He commented on that, too. Somebody asked him about L.A., and he said it was too expensive. Deion's a cheap
for
ass.
For Deion Sanders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a lot of money, but, you know.
Aflac money, baby. Let's go.
He's still a little frugal.
Well, I think if you're Deion, you realize that the Big 12 is a good path for you, and, you know, it's a lot easier to build. I think if he ended up in the Big 10 or he ended up in the SEC, I think it would be a lot of teams find this out. It's much harder. So maybe Colorado is a good fit for him. Maybe he does want to stick around. You know, can he find his quarterback, and can he find his next Travis Hunter? And can he keep this going without really a lot of great high school recruiting? Again, we've seen teams turn things around. We've seen teams have flash in the pans because he was terrible last year. This year it's been very good. Can you continue it? Because, you know, from Mel Tucker again to Mike Norvell, how many times have we seen the one-year wonder? You know, where it's a special group and the transfer portal comes in and everything works out. So, impressed, but at the same time, consider me skeptical that this is still a long-term thing.
Maybe the one indicator that it's not just a flash in the pan is the coaching. I mean, the players are getting better.
Yes, they are.
And particularly at positions where they weren't highly thought of when the season started.
Yes.
And that's a sign of good coaching.
Yeah.
And that that always translates. You know, I mean, you don't have to get Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter every year. If you're coaching them up, you know, you got a shot, especially in that league.
Yeah, but again, talent acquisition, I still am skeptical of his model. So
is Shedeur Sanders the number one pick in the draft?
Feels like he's going to be in the conversation.
Because I feel like Ewers is slipping.
Ewers is falling. Carson Beck is
slipping.
Yeah.
Like, who's left?
For the QBs, Shedeur Sanders will probably be the number one quarterback. And then that leads to the question of, is that going to be, is it a de facto, does it go to a quarterback?
Who else is up there?
Well, I mean, you could make the argument that someone would want to take a shot at Travis Hunter. If someone thinks that he's a unique enough guy, if you wanted to do one of the O linemen, whether you wanted to go with Banks, the kid out of Texas, or if you wanted to go with McMillan, the receiver out of Arizona.
Can I ask with Hunter if he only plays one spot, which I would expect, which side would it be?
I've heard a lot of different.
It's a good question.
A lot of different opinions on this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not like I watched the breakdown of Travis Hunter. I think a lot of the experts say that he is not the complete receiver that people make him out to be. I've heard three or four draft guys that say that he would be more NFL ready at the cornerback position than he would as a receiver, that he's still very raw, but maybe the upside at receiver is more so than at corner. But if a quarterback is going to be number one, I do believe that Shedeur Sanders will be the first player off the board.
Well, everybody else is sliding.
Yeah, there just isn't another one. And we knew this was going to be a very weak class. In fact, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, the only other real quarterback that went into the season as one of those guys that hasn't really fallen is Cam Ward. And I don't think Cam Ward would go above Shedeur Sanders. But that right now feels like those are the top two. And then I don't know if there's another transcendent player that would be worthy of the number one pick. Or it may just be someone wants to move out of it. You know, if you got the number one overall pick, you may look at this and be like, nah, man, I'm good. Someone wants to move up and give me two ones for it, I'll go down and take there's good edge. Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee. Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, who's really good. Maybe do something like that. Abdullah Carter out of Penn State. So maybe you can get an offensive tackle and an elite edge rusher or a defensive tackle all for what you would get with the number one overall pick, and maybe that's enough for people.
Did you see Travis Hunter got flagged for doing the Heisman pose?
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's lame.
I don't know why.
That's a...
Of all the things that... I mean, they're letting guys dance now. They're letting guys do choreographed stuff. I don't get why that's a problem.
I was looking here, too. I wanted to see where the tank meter is with the NFL teams. So right now, all the two-loss teams, Jacksonville, no. Tennessee, yes. Cleveland, yes. Giants, yes. Vegas, yes. So you would assume, unless it's Jacksonville who would trade out of it, you would assume that Tennessee, Cleveland, New York, and Vegas would all pick a quarterback.
Would Jacksonville move on from Lawrence, or can they not?
Don't
forget, Prime is saying that he's going to be guiding Shedeur and Travis with where to go.
That's right.
I don't know which one of those you would rather him go to, but none of those are necessarily great franchises.
Maybe he'll say, I don't know. I don't know how much power he can.
Yeah, I don't know. How much he wields?
Wield there, but I don't know. Maybe he says none of them. Well, he's trying to guide him to certain places.
Well, I mean, you look at good organizations. Just go down the list. New England wouldn't take him. Does he want to end up with the Jets? You want to talk about
no
a bad
chance.
Situation. Do you want to end up in Carolina, who would take a quarterback? Do you want to go to Dallas? But Dallas has Dak. They're not moving on. Does New Orleans tickle you? New Orleans, you could move on.
Well, I'm just thinking about his daddy and where he would push him. Maybe Dallas.
I'm just trying to think of a good situation that would need a quarterback. And you got to go a long way down to find a good organization with a solid base that needs a quarterback.
I'm not sure that's his exact criteria. You know, Dallas, he's got a lot of ties to Dallas. And maybe it's not always about just the organization. Yeah. I could see Dion trying to get Shador to Dallas and say, hey, sit behind Dak.
Yeah.
You know, like the Penix thing. And
yeah, that's something tells me he doesn't like to sit behind people, but we shall see. Like the Bo Nix situation, like you ended up in Denver, good organization, rich owner, and you got Sean Payton. And, you know, it's really turned out to be a nice blessing for you. Defense is great. Good structure around him and coaching up. So that's an organization that turned on a dime, right? That brought someone in and that Bo ended up in a really good spot. So, you know, maybe one of those teams, you know, maybe someone fires and brings in an offensive-minded coach and everything gets hunky-dory. Because some of those could be looking for new coaches, including Cleveland, the Giants, Vegas, Jets.
Dion Shador package. Package deal?
Well, that's what some people are talking about if he decided he wanted to do it.
All right, coming up next, let's get to the week that was in the NFL. Here's Buck.